My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Fantasy football draft season may have reached its crescendo over the long holiday weekend, but we know there are still drafts happening tonight, leading up to kickoff on Thursday, and still some unresolved issues around the NFL that might affect your strategy. We welcome in our favorite, Michael LeFlorio, NFL Network, to talk some fantasy football here and get you ready to win your league. If you're somebody who drafted Ja'Marr Chase, F, how are you feeling about your investment, and what would you suggest for somebody who may be thinking about drafting Ja'Marr Chase?
If you have Ja'Marr Chase right now, you have to at least be somewhat worried, because if you drafted him already, you're not going to get the discount that might come these next couple of days, because people probably are going to get a little cold feet. Like, I did a draft this morning. I took A.J. Brown over Ja'Marr Chase. I know there's some people that might be hot takey, but we're 2 days away from kickoff, and he is still unsigned, and I know everyone is like, oh, holdouts don't really last into the season and stuff. Ja'Marr Chase sat out his entire last year of college. Like, this is a guy who's had his eye on this payday prize since before he was in the NFL. So even if he gets paid and stuff, now you have to start to wonder, will he be ready for week one? Will he be on a snap count? Is there soft tissue stuff that you have to worry about? Because he has only practiced once this summer with the Bengals that we know of. So very, very concerning situation there. I did help my wife draft her fantasy team last week, and I took Ja'Marr Chase in the first round. So we're kind of in that situation ourselves. But luckily, it's only a 10-team league that she's in, and Rashee Rice is on her bench. So for week one, at least we have to decide this by Thursday. As of today, two days where things could change, but as of today, our plan is to slide Rashee Rice in just to get the guaranteed points for week one.
I have questions, more questions, but before we get to that, you said something very interesting. Now, if your wife wins the league, you know, everybody's going to say, yeah, that really wasn't you drafting a team. That was your husband.
Yeah, look, I told her, she said the stacks were, they stacked the deck against her because it's her first ever draft and they gave her last pick. And they also announced that it was a super flex 1 minute Ooh. Before the draft started. Ooh. So that kind of, that I needed to help her out. But yeah, no, she doesn't care how it comes. She just wants to win by any means necessary.
Wow. And you mentioned Superflex. Gino and I are drafting tonight in our work league here, our home league, and it's a Superflex as well. So I'm curious about strategy when you're in a Superflex league, when you can, you know, plug in a quarterback into that flex position. Do you go into that thinking, you know what, I'm going to try and maximize and get the running and passing quarterbacks? Could you go into a super flex draft thinking to yourself, it's likely that you could get an Anthony Richardson and also a Jaden Daniels and pair them together? Would you be set if that was your strategy going into a super flex?
You would be set. It's not, look, super flex is, in my opinion, it's my favorite format, and it is also the one that I have the most success in year in and year out. I play in a good amount of Superflex leagues, and what I always do in those formats is I take a running quarterback, like you said, in round one, safe floor, high upside type guys. Depending on what pick you get, it'll determine what quarterback you get. But then I don't double down on quarterback right away because other positions are getting pushed down the board now. Some people are taking two. Through the first two rounds, almost every single team will have at least one quarterback. So I like to go out and still get an elite wide receiver or two, that maybe that third-round pick, depending on the better value between running back and wide receiver. And then in, like, the fourth round is where I'll start to look back at quarterbacks. And what I like to do is kind of take a flyer on two different players. Now, you could either go, like, a safe option, someone like a Jared Goff or Tua Tagovailoa, even if you wait a little bit longer, like Kirk Cousins, Aaron Rodgers. But there's a lot of upside options as well. Like Will Levis is my favorite this year, but I believe Geno Smith brings upside. And then a lot of these younger quarterbacks that are being overlooked that can run better than they get credit for. So I like to get like two of those because if one of them hits, the QB2s are all so close once you get outside the top 12 or 13 quarterbacks. So to me, I'd rather, yeah, okay, I had the last guy in a tier, but I can have an elite wide receiver or running back in the round before it. That's usually the way that I like to play out my Superflex league.
Michael F. Florio, NFL Network, as there's another issue. Well, since we last talked, Michael, Brandon Ayuk signed. Yay. Where, you know, he was not a holding, correct? Where at least you had Chase kind of around the team, and maybe they would have an idea what his physical, you know, what is your trust level now that, and not only for Ayuk, but the left tackle is back there as well. Is everybody just going to be good to go there in San Francisco, or what is your level of concern, if any?
I personally don't have a whole lot of concern when it comes to those guys. They all know the offense so well. They've been there for years. They have the chemistry with the quarterback. It's not like anything has changed in that situation at all. So if it was maybe a different team that's not as high-powered and not as proven and everything with one of the best play-calling head coaches in the league, maybe I'd be a little worried. But that being said, like a month ago, if you wanted Brandon Ayuk, you pretty much had to take him in round two as your wide receiver one or maybe two, depending on how you started. But he was typically going top 12 wide receivers. Now, look, I bought the dip all August. I was getting him as a wide receiver three in a lot of my drafts. He's still going, though, in that borderline wide receiver 2-3 range. So I actually think you're getting all of the discount in baked in already on Brandon Ayuk. Even if he starts getting pulled up a little bit higher than that, I have him ranked inside my top 12 wide receivers, so or just around 12 or 13 is where I settled with him. So if you get him later than that, I think it is a value. And in a lot of leagues, him and Deebo Samuel go around the same range. I'd much rather Brandon Ayuk, who last year set the record for most yards on 105 or fewer targets. Like, he is the most efficient wide receiver in the NFL right now, and especially on the deep ball. So even if volume is a concern, he is so much less volume dependent than Deebo, than Kittle, than anyone in that offense, that I, especially if you could get him, like if you start wide receiver heavy early, like I start all of my drafts, and if you could get him as your three in like the third or fourth round, I think that is an absolute steal. Now he's starting to go a little bit earlier than that, but still, like it depends on your build. As a three, even as a two, great value.
He is Michael LaFlorio. You could see him on NFL Network talking fantasy football with us here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on the Fan Rochester. It's a stat that is right in front of us, Michael, and it's something that, you know, you probably would be surprised to know that in the last six seasons, there have only been three MVPs. You have Aaron Rodgers, you have Mahomes, you have Lamar Jackson. They've each won it twice. Do you have a sense that any of those three guys this year could provide that added boost? We all kind of know who's going number one at quarterback in fantasy drafts. What's your take on Josh Allen with the Buffalo Bills?
Josh Allen is my number one ranked quarterback, and we got asked this week to put out our official award picks at the network, and I did what I've done the last couple of years, and I think 17 is winning the MVP this year. First of all, I will die on the hill that he should have won it last year. Led the league in yards, touchdowns, had to win out to get into the playoffs, finish as the two seed. I thought for sure he should have won it. But vibes matter a whole bunch because it is a subjective award. Like, not everyone who votes is sitting down watching the Bills as closely as I am and you guys are and stuff. I think the vibes are right this year because I expect Josh Allen to go out and have a normal Josh Allen year. You can pretty much set your watch by him. Every year he's going to give you around 4,400 passing yards. He's going to give you 30 to 35 passing touchdowns. You're going to get a minimum of 500 rushing yards, probably up close to 700-800. You're going to get a minimum of 6 rushing touchdowns. We've seen that that could balloon up to 15 what he did last season. I think Josh Allen puts up a normal Josh Allen year, paired with the fact that I think the Bills win the AFC East for the 5th straight time. And I think that the vibes of being like, wow, Allen got them to where they always are without Diggs, without Gabe Davis. He's doing it to a lot of people, a group of unknown pass catchers. I know they're not unknown in Buffalo, but to the rest of the country, people are like, who is Khalil Shakir? Who is Keon Coleman? If he does what he always does, I don't see any way they don't give him what I think should be his second MVP, but I don't see how he doesn't get his first this season.
So from a fantasy standpoint, Michael, what I'm hearing from you is, all right, that's the case. He's QB1 in a super flex. Where did you have him ranked in just a normal fantasy format, Michael?
So he's QB1 in any format that you play in, but where he goes depends. So in Superflex, I think he should be the 1.01. In regular one quarterback leagues, if you want him, you have to be prepared to take him in the 3rd round. The only thing is, and I in the fantasy community, there is not a bigger Josh Allen fan than myself. That being said, the only format I have Josh Allen in this year is Superflex because in one quarterback leagues, the position is so deep. It's nothing against Allen or I have concerns over what this offense could look like or anything like that. It's just weighing 3rd-round wide receivers versus, like, eighth-round wide receivers, and then you do that with the quarterbacks, and you're like, oh, the quarterback in that 8th, 9th round, if I wait, is so much better than the running back or the wide receiver, which is why I ultimately wait on the quarterback position. But that's the only reason. It's more of a fantasy strategy thing than it is any doubts or concerns or anything. Because, again, he's my QB1. He's my MVP pick. I would take him 1.01 in Superflex. It's just in one quarterback. It's the deepest position, so I choose to wait on it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Yeah, Michael, there is, I love original thought. You've got an original thought at wide receiver here. You are taking, in some leagues, A.J. Brown over Justin Jefferson. I'm going to weigh out the reasons why that sounds unusual because, well, we don't know about Addison. We know more targets are going to go in Justin Jefferson, at least that you would figure. And, well, you got to spread the ball around in Philadelphia, and you got Hurts who could put it in. You got Saquon. You've got a lot of other targets there. Like, why A.J. Brown, Michael?
A couple of different reasons. And it's funny because I decided this like a month ago or whatever. And then every draft I've been in, or it feels like every draft I've been in, I'm sitting there at like the 8th pick. And those are the two guys I'm deciding between. And I continue to go AJ Brown. So the reason, One, I have concerns with Sam Darnold a bit. I still think Justin Jefferson will put up numbers, but it is somewhat of a concern. I also am very, very excited for what Kellen Moore could do with this Eagles offense. I think he could help bring it into the 21st century, and what I mean by that is more passing, more deep passing, and one thing that the Eagles have never had with A.J. Brown is a lot more use of motion. Keenan Allen last year is coming. You could make an argument last season was his best season as an NFL wide receiver, and it was because he put up career highs in motion use. And he led, I believe he was like towards the top of the league in yards out of motion, all that stuff. A.J. Brown has never had double-digit targets while in motion in his career in Philly. So I think all of this is going to lead to potentially a career year. And then the other thing is A.J. Brown is just so safe. 2 years in Philly, he's going to give you 1,400 yards. You're going to get your catches, your touchdowns. I like when I build my fantasy teams, I'm purely going for upside in the middle and late rounds. I'm talking about like rounds five on. All I care about is ceiling. But when you go with that approach, you have to build a safe floor in the first few rounds. Everyone in the first round has a high ceiling. If they didn't, they wouldn't be going in the first round. So to me, what separates these first round picks isn't that Justin Jefferson could have 100 more yards than A.J. Brown if things break right for them. It's who brings the safer floor. And to me, I think A.J. Brown with the better quarterback, the better offense, all of that, I think brings a safer floor than Jefferson, who I have some more concerns about. So it's kind of because of the way I attack drafts and my build, but it's also just because I think the Eagles' passing attack is going to be better than we have seen with Hurts, Smith, and Brown. And I think all three of them could potentially – or any combo of the three of them could put up their best career numbers so far.
It all gets underway Thursday night. It's the Chiefs hosting the Ravens. I'm just curious to get your projection of the game. Do you think this is a high-scoring affair? Do you like the over? I've seen a lot of different touchdown props out there. There's some fantasy crossover here with legalized sports wagering as well. How do you think this plays out on Thursday?
I don't think it'll be as high-scoring as you may think, seeing Mahomes and Lamar, because these two teams have very good defenses as well. I am going with the Chiefs in this one, though, because it's the Ravens' first game, not just with a new DC, but pretty much a whole new defensive coaching staff. And if you're wondering, like, I think Rashee Rice has a big game. I think both running backs are 100% in play this week. But maybe not a sleeper, but maybe a little under the radar call. I think Xavier Worthy's going to have a game, man. I think Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are going to want to show off their new toy. They're going to be like, we have the fastest guy in combine history. Thanks, Bills, all this stuff. Like, I just think they want to show off the new weapon they have, especially with Marquise Brown being out this week. So Worthy, I think, is in play. I think Rashee Rice is very much so in play. Obviously, the tight end. For fantasy, the one player I am worried about in this game is Zay Flowers, because the Chiefs secondary, even without Snead, I know he's gone, but they have been very stingy. Mark Andrews is back, and Flowers' numbers definitely took a hit last year when Andrews was on the field. So he's one I have concerns with, but yeah, going to be a great game, good fantasy game, all of that. Just a fun way to kick off the NFL season, and you know, hopefully 1 year soon, we're talking about this kickoff Thursday game being in Buffalo.
Yeah, that would be something. Michael F. Florio, NFL Network. We all want to win week one. We all want to optimize our lineups. Michael, tell everybody where they can get more of your work.
Yeah, NFL Fantasy right now. Stardom Sit'em week one drops tomorrow. I'll be doing that on Fantasy Live as well. Catch me on the Insiders on the network tomorrow. And today I'm helping Mike Garofolo draft a little bit later today. And if you still want more, I'm doing articles over at rotoballer.com. I have a podcast, Florio's Football Show. So lots of different places. And if you want it all kind of in one stop, just Michael F. Florio on Twitter.
You're the best, man. Thanks for the time. Good luck. And can we do this again next week?
Yeah. Michael's good for a regular.
Let's do it.
Yeah, Tuesdays, because we're all going to have ad drop questions for you. Yeah. Guys we don't even know about. That'll show up. Michael, thank you so much. And we're looking forward to talking to you every Tuesday here on this show.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Michael F. Florio. See him on NFL Network. Follow him on X at Michael F. Florio, and you get your fantasy roster set for week one of the NFL.
Ooh, yeah. Tomorrow. tomorrow, Andy Behrens will be joining us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, like, yeah, we are just going big time. And like you mentioned, Danger, where's the line when it comes to player props and everything else? Like tonight, BetMGM tonight, we get the big noise making his debut.
Yeah. Brad Evans. And you want to talk about the lines being blurry. He's just going to give you data points. He's just going to give you information. You make your own informed decision. You know, I've heard people say the over has to hit on Thursday, or Michael Florio say, not so fast. Slow down a little bit. Maybe these defenses are good, and maybe this looks more like the game we saw in January than a big high-scoring shootout like you would expect with Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson-led offenses. Love that from Michael F. Florio. We got happy hour next. It's a special day in the sports bar. It's our bold prediction day, and we're ready to unleash them on the world. We're ready to also listen to yours at 866-4326. We're also on X. That's Elon's Twitter, at the Fan Rochester. Put your name on it. We know some of our regulars have already hit us up with some of their bold predictions. We're going to document all of them. We're going to seal them for the season and revisit them at season's end just to see how right or wrong these bold predictions turned out to be.
Right. Don't call us in February. Like, I told you got... Did you? Well, now's your opportunity.
That's right. We've got that coming up and more. It's happy hour next on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.